This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Healthcare for prisoners has been taking a bite out of state budgets. A new report from the Pew Charitable Trusts says prisons have cut back on those costs through outsourcing, using online medical consultations, or by incarcerating fewer people. But as Dan Gorenstein reports from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, an aging inmate population could drive those costs right back up.
Here's a stat to chew on. Since 1999, the number of prison inmates 55 and older has jumped 204%.
While during that same period, the number of inmates younger than 55 increased only 9%.
Pew's Maria Schiff says stiff sentences delivered in the 80s and an uptick in older felons drive this trend. She says prisons are forced to make accommodations.
Ramps going into a dining room, elimination of bunk beds, and training to address hearing and vision loss.
And taxpayers are picking up the tab. In 2009, Michigan spent $11,000 for prisoners in their mid to late 50s, four times what the state spent on inmates in their 20s. University of California, San Francisco professor Bree Williams says efforts to parole older, sicker prisoners are unpopular.
Many times people say, you've done the crime, serve the time.
But given the cost of that time, Williams says many states are now reconsidering, trying to make it easier for these inmates to be released. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.